BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The UN Security Council has called an emergency meeting for Tuesday to discuss an Israeli airstrike which killed dozens of displaced Palestinians in Rafah on Sunday. It comes after the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres added his voice to international condemnation of the incident, describing the situation in Rafah as a horror that had to stop. Earlier, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described the strike as a tragic mishap. The executive director of MSF, Natalie Roberts, told the BBC the medical charity staff are struggling to attend to those affected.
Pretty much the medical system in Gaza has been completely decimated across the entire strip. And so the level of care that can be provided to these patients is completely inadequate. They've got very complex injuries, the burns, the fractures. And we know that many of the patients that, you know, are still alive today, they probably won't survive. And we probably won't even know actually how many people in the end have been killed by this airstrike.
The French President Emmanuel Macron has said Europe needs to wake up to authoritarian tendencies among far-right parties and governments. He made the remarks in a speech on the second day of a state visit to Germany.
This trend is not a trend. It's a reality in Hungary. It was a reality right up to the wonderful election in Poland. And everywhere in our democracies, these ideas thrive. Pushed by the extremes, and in particular the far right. This ill wind is blowing in Europe, so let us wake up.
A series of explosions have hit the Russian-held city of Luhansk in eastern Ukraine, with blasts reported in several areas and footage on social media appearing to show a major fire. The Moscow-installed head of the region claimed the city had come under fire from a missile attack. In a post in Telegram, the head of the Ukrainian Luhansk Regional Military Administration said a military aviation school and aircraft repair plant had been targeted. Italian media are reporting that Pope Francis has used a derogatory word towards the LGBT community. He'd been reiterating to Italian bishops that gay men should not be allowed to become priests. More details from Aline McBull.
When asked at the Italian Bishops' Conference if gay men should now be allowed to train for the priesthood as long as they remain celibate, Pope Francis is reported to have said no, saying there was in the church already too much of an air of, in Italian, fracciagine, which translates as an extremely offensive reference to homosexual behaviour. There was said to have been shock at the Pope's language during the closed-doors meeting, particularly as he has, in public, talked of being respectful towards gay people.
BBC News. A state of emergency imposed to quell rioting in the French Pacific territory of New Caledonia has been lifted following 2 weeks of unrest, sparked by planned reforms to voting rights. The authorities said a night curfew and alcohol ban would, though, remain in place, and that hundreds more security personnel were being sent from France as sporadic disturbances continue. At least 7 people have been killed during this month's unrest. The UN's nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, says planned discussions with Iran have been suspended following the death of President Ibrahim Raisi earlier this month. The IAEA said Iran had halted the talks designed to resolve the impasse over Tehran's nuclear program and called for dialogue to restart. A court in Argentina has ordered President Javier Milei's government to release stockpiles of food meant for the poor. It's being held in storage because aid for community kitchens was frozen after Mr. Milei took office, vowing to slash spending and fight corruption in the social welfare system. He ordered an audit of tens of thousands of soup kitchens on which many people rely. In tennis, the 14-time champion of the French Open, Rafael Nadal, has lost in the first round of this year's tournament. He was beaten by Alexander Zverev. Speaking after the match, the 37-year-old Spaniard said he didn't know if it would be his last appearance in the competition.
You know, it's difficult for me to talk. I don't know it's going to be the last time that I'm going to be here in front of all of you. Honestly, I am not 100% sure, but the feelings that you made me feel here are just unforgettable. No, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart, and I really hope to see you again, but I don't know.
BBC News.